Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
To have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. If you want to be heard. Not sure I understand. I mean, we saw Biden for years out there with that smirk. We saw him, listen, whatever, that was his face. He's got a very different face now, by the way. He's got a lot of work done. But we also saw him out there saying things that were a little bit weird. We saw him sniffing people's heads and hugging people weirdly. One girl says that he pinched her nipple when she was a little girl. Another woman that was a staffer in his office said that he raped her against the wall. Sexually assaulted, rape with something other than, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say it was his hands. Anyway, we might actually have her on the show. She follows me on Twitter. Might want to have her on. But here's a guy that we knew was always sort of a piece of garbage. Sort of that guy. But that smile somehow made him get away with it. People thought, well, he's just a buffoon. That let him get away with it. He said the stupidest things even before he was, clearly facing dementia. We'll have Ronnie Johnson on soon to talk about that. Ronnie Jackson, I should say. The former White House doctor. Now a U.S. representative. But remember he sat there and he said in front of a group of people, I went to Ukraine and told them to fire a prosecutor. And they said, no, we're not going to fire the prosecutor. He said, well, if you don't fire the prosecutor, you don't get the $1 billion. And Ukraine said, well, you're not the president. And Biden said, call him. What? Call him. Ask him. He said, I leave in 6 hours. He even looked at his watch as he said it. I leave in 6 hours. Prosecutor is not fired. You're not getting the money. Well, SOB, they fired the prosecutor. What? I mean, he literally said it to our faces that I extorted Ukraine to fire somebody that Rudy says was looking into Burisma. We'll have Rudy on this week as well. I mean, he said it to us. Literally said it. Now, Biden's got millions and millions of dollars in homes and cars and other properties. His family, we know by bank records, is collecting money from foreign entities. We don't know why. $3.5 million from the wife of the Moscow mayor. Tens of thousands to his family members from China. We don't know why. Hunter Biden flies with him on Air Force Two as he's the vice president to China, secures the management of $1.5 billion in Chinese assets, and he doesn't know anything about financial planning or managing. Gets $1 million a year job at Burisma, making over $80,000 a month, and doesn't know anything about energy. So we've known this, but the Republicans have been steady. Steady as she goes. Let's make sure we have it all in the bag. Let's make sure we have all the information we need, and it sounds like they think they've got it. Or else you don't make this claim. Kerry, I don't think, as a news story and covering news stories, I don't think that we've ever seen somebody come out and make direct claims like this without saying, well, here's the evidence.
Right.
Like, we have a money trail, they said. Now they'll have to show us the money trail. And they think they can. It's all very, very strange, yet it's all coming to fruition. While that's going on, you got Biden on a microphone saying the weirdest things about the budget, about veterans' benefits. Then he gets lost walking away. In this half hour, I will show Biden getting lost again on the air. Now, I'll talk over and I'll explain it to those who are listening. If you want to see it, joepags.com, click on Watch Now. JoePags.com. Click on Watch Now. Going to go to the phone lines. We have an open line for the first time since the beginning of the show. If you want to sneak in, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, JoePags.com. Ronnie, Florida, what's going on?
Well, I'm just down here enjoying this hot weather and everything.
Sounds good, Ronnie. If you would, put your face on the phone for me.
I say I'm down here in Florida enjoying my warm weather. I live here.
Nice.
And I was just wondering about something when I called in, and that is, with all the stuff that Mr. Biden has done when he was vice president, now he's president and his family's gone ape, doesn't that somehow border on treason?
Well, I don't think it borders on treason. If Joe Biden was selling influence, if he was selling his position and policies, if he was changing how America works because he was getting money from foreign entities, I think that would be the definition of treason. If that happened.
What can we do about it?
Well, we have to finish the investigation, figure out. Ronnie, thank you. Let's get a better cell phone. You know what I'm saying, Carrie? Let's go ahead and pipe up some money. Let's get a better cell phone and put your face on it.
That would be good, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Closer to the face.
Love Ronnie. He's enjoying the warm weather in Florida because he lives there.
Mm-hmm.
But man, let's go ahead and update that 1978 phone. Did they have phones? They have cell phones in 78? I don't think so.
No, pretty sure.
But
they didn't.
Why do I picture Ronnie sitting there on the beach with like a brick phone?
I don't know. I'd like to be on the beach right now.
Hey, without a doubt, I'm going to do the show from the beach tomorrow. As a matter of fact, after today, I deserve it. All right, so yeah, of course it would be treason if there's a foreign entity and foreign leaders that are greasing the palm, giving you a bunch of money and wiring you cash to your family, friends, and to LLCs and shell corporations. And with that money, you change policy in America and how America does business. Yeah, that's selling out the country. I would think that would be treason. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, JoePags.com. Bruce, Oklahoma, talk to me.
Yeah, Joe, you know, I know they released all this information about, you know, the $10 million that they found, but, you know, they found all these classified documents, you know, at all these other places of Joe Biden's.
Yeah.
Now, what's not to say that them classified documents don't have something to do with them getting this money?
Well, I don't know that these committees have seen the classified documents. They could. But the DOJ is handling them. Remember, the Biden lawyers called in the DOJ and the FBI to say, hey, come and get this stuff over here after they went through it. So I'm not really sure what sort of evidence might be there. We know that he shouldn't have had anything classified. As a vice president, you can't declassify anything. So he should be in deep, you know, trouble because of that anyway. We don't know if you can connect the dots. They're just going on bank records, Hunter Biden's laptop, the transfers from foreign countries that we know about. So, I mean, could those classified documents play a role? Absolutely, Bruce, without a doubt.
All right,
bro. I appreciate you. No, it's a good question. He's got a bunch of classified documents in different houses, in different places, different garages, at the Biden Center, at the Penn Center. He's got them all over the place. So it would not be, you know, outside the realm to consider classified documents, bank transfers from foreign countries. And none of the Bidens have stepped up to say, yeah, I got that $15 million or $10 million or $3.5 million or $17,000 from such and such because I did this. Carrie, have you ever had anybody step up and say, hey, let me give you some money. Don't worry about doing anything.
No, I have not.
There's normally something to it, unless it's like $50 for your birthday.
Right. But you know, somebody says, yeah.
We love your work. We love how you do the work. Here's $50,000, Lockie.
Oh, how I wish.
Nobody's ever done that?
Nobody's ever said that to
they
me.
They should.
No, you're right.
I'm stunned that nobody's ever done that.
Yeah, no.
But if they did give you $50,000, wouldn't you then say, what's the catch? What do I have to do?
Exactly. Yeah.
So this should be easy. Hunter should say, I got that money because this is what I did. Joe Biden should say, I got this money because the uncle, the brother, the sister, the granddaughter who got, you know, several thousand dollars. Well, this is what I did to get it. And then let us investigate that. I don't think it's asking a lot. You know, we all get paid for what we do. We do things. They give us money to keep doing the things. And if I stopped doing the things and they kept giving me the money, I'm the kind of person that would say, why do you keep paying me? What are you doing? I'm not doing the things anymore. And then they might say, well, here's what we want you to do. Now, what benefit does anybody get? I'm going to go into hypothetical territory here, so hold on to your boots. What benefit does anybody get from giving Joe Biden, who has no skills? He literally yesterday, there was a soundbite, I can't act, haven't won an Academy Award, I can't dance, I can't sing, I can't do much of anything. I agree with him. He can't. So what are you paying him to do? To smirk? To canoodle with your little girls? To I don't know, say something outlandish and stupid? What are you paying him for? Oh, he was the vice president when you paid him. Oh, that's interesting. Huh. I wonder if that had something to do with it. The vice president has the president's ear. The vice president was in charge of Ukraine, the most corrupt country on the planet. Huh, that's weird. Huh. Why are they paying him? I'm betting he had to do something, and he can make all of this go away. I earned that money. Here's how. He can't say that. You know why? Because as the vice president of the United States, which is when this money was all being earned, so-called earned, quote-unquote earned, he couldn't work as an agent for a foreign country. He couldn't work on behalf of a foreign country. He couldn't. Like, it's not like he was out of office. I became an advisor and then signed up with the FARA stuff and said, hey, I'm going to be a foreign agent for this country to benefit them with lobbying or whatever. He never did any of that. He was literally working as the vice president when this stuff was going on. And maybe I'm naive, but I can't think of one thing he could have done for those countries other than affect policy somehow. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. I want to hear from you on this. When we come back, for those of you who are watching, I'm going to show that Joe Biden video where, again, this is just today, he just gets lost. He's done speaking, and the man gets lost again. And I don't know when it's going to stop. If they have to have somebody hold on to him, maybe give him a seeing eye dog or something. Maybe does he have a vision problem? I don't know what's going on. But he gets lost again. I'll show you that when we come back. 888-941-PAGS to see it. JoePags.com. Click on watch now. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
I will have that video of Joe Biden getting lost yet again in just a moment. I appreciate you stopping by. It's the Joe Pags Show for your Wednesday. I'm going to bring you Chad Wolf, the former DHS secretary. We interviewed him earlier in the week. I'm going to bring it again today because tomorrow Title 42 goes away. You're going to see a flood of illegal aliens coming across the border tomorrow like we haven't seen in a very, very long time. And that's just a fact. And I've got Mayorkas, who is basically Baghdad Bob, talking about that today. And, I mean, when he speaks, it just makes my face hurt. So make sure you stick around for that. I've got the Biden video coming up. Again, joepags.com, joepags.com. Click on watch now. And I'll have a bunch of Mayorkas sound bites next hour. We're still taking calls on the alleged Biden crime family. I just locked in Rudy Giuliani for this Friday. Make sure you tune in this Friday. Rudy has been all over this. He's been to Ukraine. He's been all over what Biden's been doing, what Hunter's been doing. And I definitely want his thoughts on the Republicans. Look like they're actually going to take action, which is very good. Meantime, got to remind you about Eden Pure. Eden Pure has got the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. It uses proven oxy technology. It will destroy viruses, odors, mold, and a lot more in your house, wherever you happen to live. Over 300,000, he said, already sold. In fact, it's 350 now. They've got to change that number. You know that it works. Any smell is going to vanish after just a few seconds of plugging that Thunderstorm in. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match. The powerful Thunderstorm technology sends out O3 molecules. They seek out and destroy odors. These molecules even go behind and under furniture, some places you can't go. Nothing can hide from the Thunderstorm, and best of all, no filters to buy. You're saving money every single month. Start enjoying your home again. Get several Thunderstorms. Save money now. You can get three and save $200 on that three-pack. In other words, you're going to get three units for less than $200. Put one in the basement, the bedroom, the family room, kitchen, anywhere you need it. You have to start by going to EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPureDeals.com. Put in discount code PAGS, P-A-G-S. Save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is PAGS. Shipping is free. All right, it's the moment you've been waiting for. Joe Biden again gets done speaking today, and he just doesn't know where to go. This is today. And again, if you couldn't watch it, he gets done at the podium. He turns around and looks for somebody to tell him, what do I do? He puts his arms up like, what do I do? And Carrie, this is nothing. If this happened once, maybe I'll leave the guy alone.
This has happened a couple times. I didn't see what happened today, but it has happened several times.
It's the same scene. He's done speaking at the microphone, turns around because he has no clue what to do. Now, if you're sending him up there, let's be, I'm not going to be political about this. You're sending the guy up there, and maybe it's a venue he's not familiar with. And I don't think it was. I think that he was familiar with it. Don't you tell him, when you're done, walk to your right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that hard? Carrie, there's a left and a right.
Yes.
There are not a lot of other options.
Mr. President.
You can't walk forward because that's the podium. You'll run into the dais. You can't turn around and walk backward. That's like where the band or where the curtains are. You can go left or you can go right. And I think telling him left, maybe in the big fat card that says left. Maybe you do that. Or one that says right. But instead, he stops mumbling whatever he's mumbling. Looks around like, who's going to now tell Daddy what to do? I got to play it again. And again, those listening on the radio, I'll talk over it a little bit, let you know exactly what we're seeing. Those watching on the stream, you see what's going on.
Sir, now,
that's the wrong one. Here's the one. He's done, walks to the right, points, turns around, looks to the right. And the guy walks up and says, follow me this way. And then gives a thumbs up. And then he sort of does that adult diaper shuffle. I don't know what that is. It just, I mean, to me, it's so embarrassing. If you know it's going to be like that, why not, when you know he's done, just get right up there with him or have an aide stand near him, have a Secret Service agent stand near him. It might look normal. Honestly, he gets done and he looks one way, then he turns all the way around and looks the other way, 180 degrees, waits for somebody to tell him, and again, point to him this way. Remember, we had, and Carrie, I have no idea why the guy was mic'd up so well. Remember, we had the one guy, we're going to walk down these steps. We're going to take a left. There'll be a blue mark for you. Yeah. You'll see some union workers that you can say, I'm going to say hi to them if that's okay. Sure, Mr. President, whatever you'd like to do. And what? I don't understand. Because again, you could be 80 whatever years old he is. I'm not here to cut down 80-year-olds. But if you're so cognitively challenged that you don't know, walk down this pathway and take a left and wave at the workers. What are we doing here? How is he making legislation? Or how is he signing legislation, yes or no, veto or sign it into a law? How is he going to handle a war if it comes? How is he going to handle the southern border if he doesn't know where he's going? Carrie, I can't not play it again.
Okay.
Walk to the right, turns around, should I go back this way? Points that way, points the other way. Guy walks up, he says, follow me this way. Then he points which way he should go. And then he follows and he shuffles out. Come on, man. I don't know what we're doing here. Now, he literally could not walk backwards because there's a gigantic flag there. He couldn't walk forward because there is the dais. So, again, Carrie, I'm just saying, left or right. Why is that hard?
It wouldn't be, I guess, right?
I would think it's pretty cut and dried. I have two choices here.
Yeah. You have, like you said before, you have a Secret Service agent there saying, and the president's done, this way, sir.
He had a 50-50 chance of getting it right. Mm-hmm. Just try one. You know what I mean? Does he not realize that throwing his hands up and pointing this way and that way makes him look even dumber? It doesn't make any sense, and it's embarrassing. Like it or not, and I'm going to get a bunch of emails. Not my president. Yes, he is. Like it or not, he got sworn in. He got inaugurated. He's the resident of the White House. So this guy represents all of us when people are watching. I mean, there is some funny stuff on some international television. Look up Australian television and Joe Biden, how they go after this guy. Every single time, he gives them so much evidence, so much material. They'll never run out. 888-941-PAGS, JoePags.com. We come back. We're going to talk about Title 42 going away, tomorrow. Keep it here on the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show.